Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from Psalm 40, beginning at verse 1 and on through verse 4. It's a Psalm of David, King David, the shepherd boy David, when he was selected by God through Samuel to be king. And he says this, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust." During a stretch of years, our family made an annual pilgrimage to a retreat on Sea Island in the southeast corner of Georgia called the Cloister. We haven't been there in a number of years. But those were times where, as a family, of course, including our precious granddaughters, that we made wonderful memories that we cherish to this day. A few years ago, with 3 days still remaining on our family retreat there, our two granddaughters, Hannah and Ellie, built a sandcastle on the beach, complete with a moat and other sand sculptures, all within view of our room. We were all there as they designed and carefully put them together on the beach, marveling at the precision and the care that they took to construct their masterpiece. Getting up early the next day, our granddaughters could still see in the distance from the balcony of the room their sandcastle that they built the day before. And sure enough, it was still standing despite the odds of lasting even through the night with the wind and the rain and the surf working against it. The morning of the day of our departure, we decided to take one more walk on the beach. And so after packing the car and checking out, we made our way to the beach for one last memory-making moment together. As we walked onto the beach at the usual spot, there it stood, the girls' original sandcastle and moat, which they had created 3 days earlier, still standing proudly as a part of the beautiful, glistening, smooth, sandy surface of the beach, stretching out as far as the eye could see. It had eroded slightly from the ocean breezes that had whipped regularly across the sands during the past few days, but other than that, it still clearly stood out as the same sandcastle they had made, not washed away by the regularly rising and falling surf, which was the fate of others that we saw were built along that stretch of beach. The reason it lasted? The girls had built the sandcastle well above the highest mark of the highest tide of the day. On their own, they had carefully gauged and then constructed their sand creations just beyond the farthest reaches of the crashing foam and waves and surge of the sea. They had built it in a secure place on a foundation that was beyond the troubles that were there. And as a result, the sandcastle and the other sand sculptures that they had built remained safe and secure on the more predictably solid sand beyond the reach of the surf. What would you have done? Well, I'm not sure I would have paid much attention to the high tide line if I started to build a sandcastle and moat, and I'm not sure I did in the past when I was younger. But clearly, though, the girls were building a sandcastle to last. They cared for what they were building. I wonder if that's not a little like some of the days of our lives, turning our heads from the safety and security of a more solid foundation, the things that will last, while taking off in one direction after another to find what it is we think we should be after, building our lives and our careers and leading those around us on the shifting sands of what's popular for the moment, of what the world says is important, finding out that it's shifting sand, that it doesn't last. The trophy tarnishes, the resume and money doesn't guarantee relationships, and happiness is beyond our grasp. Even King David, who wrote the psalm that we read a moment ago, was lured by the world's stuff and found himself in trouble and despair at times in his life. While God was always the one that he knew he could trust, and God is also the one that we know we can always trust. Yet, unlike what our two granddaughters built at Sea Island that day, we too often live our lives, start our journeys, and plant our feet on the shifting sands of problems and uncertainties, or on the fickle and changing expectations of others, and on the temporary lures of the world around us and its stuff. Ending up too close to those areas of temptation, distraction, and potential destruction for us. How much better would things be if we first spent time, quiet time, with those we trust, and then prayerfully and quietly sought God's guidance for the next steps in our day? But too often, we don't, and we find ourselves standing in the midst of the onrush of a surging sea, crashing waves, pelting rain, and blowing winds, all doing their best to knock us down and wash away our efforts, our hopes, and our dreams, when all the while, God stands ready, waiting patiently to place our feet upon higher ground, upon a solid rock, and well above the high tide watermark of the certain to come problems, uncertainties, temptations, expectations, and obstacles that are waiting to swallow up the next steps in our lives. But here's some comfort for you and me to remember, because even as God watches us head off in our own directions at times without him, as the psalmist David, King David, reminds us in the psalm that we read a moment ago, and that he did, God never leaves us. He never left David, and he is there as he was for David. He is there for us, waiting for us. When we find ourselves too close to trouble, when we fall, when we fail, he is always ready to lift us out of the surging sea, away from the crashing surf, howling winds, and driving rain, and to put our feet back on solid ground above the high tide watermarks in life. What are your plans for the next few days, weeks, or months as you seek a new opportunity or career or relationship, as you perhaps are in the midst of and seeking a winning season and championships at the end of it all? Have you taken time to bounce all of that off of the wise counsel and discernment and instincts of those you know you can trust? Have you spent time and how to do what you want to do and what that dream in your heart? Spent time, quiet time, with the one who knows you best and loves you most. Time with the God who created you and always wants the best for you. Have you asked him for his input, his direction, his wisdom on how to do what you believe you're called to do? Listen again to David's words in the 40th Psalm. I waited patiently for the Lord, for he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust. Let me suggest that we consider doing that more than we do. Seeking more his wisdom, seeking his counsel before we move out in whatever direction we think we should be moving. When we do, we'll see that God will be directing that our sandcastles and our lives be located and built on more solid ground, farther from the potential troubles and temptations around us, and farther from the lure and the glamour and the call of the world. Good reason. He's not just the ultimate sandcastle builder, but he's the ultimate builder of the life that we should live, our best life. I know that from personal experiences in my life, and you know that from personal experiences in yours. And if you think back about his faithfulness in your life, you also know that he is the one you can trust as you move forward in life. Guys, it really was the best sandcastle. I'm biased, I know. Well, maybe not too much. No, biased. But it was the best sandcastle ever built, built to last on solid ground. Why not build your life the same way, on the solid ground, the solid rock, seeking and trusting in God and his way for your life? Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for these dear friends. I thank you for the journey of their life up to this point. But Lord, help us to learn from some of those moments in our life where we built things, we moved forward in things, we tried to do things on shifting sands, thinking that the world's way was the best and it wasn't. Seeking wins and championships and stuff, and careers that were not consistent with what you wanted us to do and not the way you wanted us to do it. Help us to always honor you in the midst of that by simply seeking your will and your guidance, seeking your direction, following you as you point us to where to build not only our sandcastles, but our lives, decisions we make for our good, for the good of others, and all for your glory. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. And thank you for reminding us that you are the ultimate builder of our lives. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.